One, two, three, four. Give me the keys. I'll bring the car back around. We shouldn't be in this town. If it ever gets too hard, too much, there's always the option of running. Running away. Running. Run. A coward's way out? I don't think so. A brave move. Run. Just run. Run. So I run. I arrive on South Island, New Zealand. That's where I'd run to. That's what I would do. I'd sit by a lake, like Wanaka. And I'd spend the first few days making sure I'd fully deleted all my social media. Don't get me wrong, I'd have told my close friends and family what I was doing just before I ran. I haven't killed anyone. I'm just running, you know? Maybe I've killed that gobby girl on the train the other day. I'll tell that story tomorrow, I think. And I sat my kids down and said, Daddy's gonna run. He's going away. And they'd say, how long for, Daddy? And I'd say, forever. And they'd say, can we stay in touch, Daddy? And I'd say, best not. Best rip off the plaster. If you stay in touch, I'm just gonna wanna come back. So no, that's it. You know, stop crying, kids. You know, a lot of kids never knew their dads. It's fine. It's just what Daddy has to do. And then to everyone else, he'd be like, see you later. See you later. You're gonna miss, you think you're gonna miss me, but it's like with anyone, you fill the space, you know, with someone else, don't you? Or something else, Tiger King 2, or whatever. No one is as big a loss as you fear. Anyway, so I'm sitting on the shore of Lake Wanaka, and someone comes over to me and says, what's your story? I think, shall I tell them the truth? It's going to come across as quite harsh, leaving my whole family, all my friends, to be on my own in New Zealand. But you know what? I can't lie. What's the point of lying? And I'll tell them the whole story. And at the end, they'll say, oh my God, why did you run? And I'll say this. You know, I'm going to go eventually, right? Plot spoiler here. I'm going to die. I'll get dementia and then die. And that will be horrible. Unbearable to people. Some people won't be able to go on, particularly the fans. Be like, oh my God, Nathan Cassidy, he's dead. How can we carry on? But if, on the other hand, they know I've just ran, they will forever, until they die, go, oh my God, Nathan Cassidy, what a complete prick. I wonder whatever happened to that prick who just fucked off and ran. Yeah, I'm a little bit sad. He was brilliant on the piano. What a singer. What a singer. Was he a comedian as well? Oh, yeah. I heard that. I tell you what they won't be doing, though. They won't be sobbing. They won't be crying. And crucially, they'll imagine I'm still alive. But of course, I won't be alive forever. And at the exact moment of me dying, you know, don't listen to anyone that says, oh, they'll have a sixth sense. Bollocks. What will happen when I die in New Zealand on a mountain? What will my closest family and friends feel? Nothing. My kids, they'll feel nothing. What a brilliant plan. The thought of a parent dying unbearable. I have just saved my kids unbearable sadness. So you see the dilemma. What do? Stick around, knowing I'm going to cause unbearable sadness. Or run. Run, run from it all. Run, run from the law. What an existential dilemma. And also, Lake Wanaka is fucking beautiful and far more enjoyable than all this shit in London. So, I might go, you know. And it will be the most selfless act I've ever done. Sipping cocktails as the lake laps at my toes and I look out on the perfect vista. I might do it, you know. I really might. Run.